Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerabib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Now, remote Kimberley, a community, learns to make bricks from country. In a remote Aboriginal community in Western Australia, Kimberley, residents are learning how to make building bricks using soil beneath their feet. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Humberto Marum, Medio Director. On the line, good morning. How are you, Humberto?
Hi, good morning, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about making bricks from country, using the soil and what have you. First Nation people involved, hands-on, creating an industry as such, but creating bricks to build housing. Look, a great concept, and I reckon would start a fantastic industry as such, yes?
Yes. We've been working with Jamadanga rural community up in the Kimberley. And we try and support them in build some infrastructure, some campsites and some housing and other projects. And they told us that they don't want dongas. They want something that blends in with their country and has a better feeling and is fit for culture and for country. And we suggested, you know, those bricks that use local soil and local clay and termite molds, local materials. And, they were really keen with the idea. It has been done in the past and just trying to bring it back again.
So has we created an industry as such, or are we still going through our government process and the regulations and all the red tape and everything like so? Where are we at with it?
Yeah, there's a little bit of red tape when it comes to construction in Australia, obviously. But we're starting doing the first test. And we're going to send to labs to test the strength of the bricks and working with consultants that can design something that take us across those bureaucracies. But the idea is to not only build these small projects, but then the community create jobs and long-term jobs and maybe service other communities with bricks and help create a little industry. That's the dream, I think.
Yeah, fantastic. And is there First Nation people on board as in traditional owners? Is it running from the council as such and with the mayor, or is it branched off into like a private enterprise?
So this is an Aboriginal corporation, Jamadangaburu Aboriginal Corporation on Naikin and Mangala country, right? So this is the corporation itself and the chairman and the directors and their members.
Good.
They've been driving this project and support their community and creating jobs and have a better living on country. And this is part of their development in creating those opportunities for their members.
Yeah, look, fantastic. Like I said, it can create, turn into an industry as such, and they can manufacture bricks to other Aboriginal communities across the nation, if not close nearby.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. If it gets done right and with the right support, I think there could be the creation of a good economy for them and for nearby communities.
And Humberto, tell us about Medio, the work that you guys do, and how long has that been running for?
Oh, thank you. So Medio, we are a consulting firm. We are a registered social enterprise, and we are focusing supporting organizations to build the spaces that communities need to thrive. You know, we all drive across this country and see a lot of communities that really struggle with the lack of infrastructure, and that has consequences on how people live well or not.
Yes.
So we work with those organizations to help them to plan, fund, and deliver infrastructure projects. Kind of, we are start-to-end project support.
You know,
get projects planned the way communities need it, and then help get funds and deliver, manage those jobs with them.
So a lot of your engagement would be with remote Aboriginal communities, yes?
Yeah, primarily, actually. It's been where people are reaching out, and we've been working across Kimberley, Pilbara in Western Australia, Northern Territory, a little bit in Queensland, just starting. We recently visited Doomadgee and Mornington Island. And
good.
Yeah, most remote and extremely remote communities, yes.
Fantastic. And you got a web page?
Yes, we have. We have a web page for METU, which is www.metio.com.au, and that's METIO.com.au.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you for your yarn, and look, congratulations to the Aboriginal community there with Kimberley, and look, starting a new industry as such, but also providing jobs, if not that, and then providing bricks to build homes, and I think it's fantastic. 2026, we are kicking goals. Thank you for your yarn, Humberto, and all the best to your team, and we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Trevor, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there, and that's Humberto Marum, his name is. He's a director with Medio, and look, talking about a remote Kimberley community, learns to make bricks from country, and look, the hands-on workshop is part of a broader push to build practical skills that can support future building and tourism projects on country. Fantastic. There it is. Have your say in Yana Strong and to the conversation here, National Talk Black. We come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yana Strong. Too deadly.
I left my heart behind in Fitzroy Crossing, but I'll be going back again someday. If you see me on the track way out west of Rabbit Flat, you'll know which town that I'm gonna stay. Well, if you're ever hanging round in Fitzroy Crossing, when the people all come in at rodeo time, they'll be in from Nookumba, Derby, Luma, Christmas Creek, and you can bet the beer is flowing in the bar. Well, I can see that Fitzroy River in my mind, and I'm thinking about all of those good times. And I remember just how sad I was the day I had to leave, but I knew that I'd be back again sometime. Fitzroy Crossing, remember me to all the people there, and thank them for the way they treated us every day. Well, I hope I can do the same for them somewhere, 'cause I can see that Fitzroy River in my mind, thinking about all of those good times. And I remember just how sad I was the day I had to leave, but I knew that I'd be back again sometime. Yes, I left my heart behind in Fitzroy Crossing, and the memory's just too strong now to ignore. If you see me on the track, I won't be stopping at Rabbit Flat. You'll know which town that I'll be heading for, 'cause
I can see that Fitzroy River in my mind. And I'm thinking about all of those good times. And I remember just how sad I was the day I had to leave. But I knew that I'd be back again sometime. Yes, I knew that I'd be back again sometime.
It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
This one goes out to all the brothers and sisters who are out there fighting for what they truly believe in. This one's for you.
We up, we are never gonna ever back down. We're gonna stamp our feet on the ground. We're gonna dance to the beat of the sound. We are never gonna back down. We up, no, we never gonna ever back down. We're gonna stamp our feet on the ground. We're gonna dance to the beat of the sound. Constellations, star vibrations, we gonna vibe to the good vibrations. Ain't nobody gonna tell us how it is. We live by the sword or we die by the spear, huh? Installations of conversations to different nations and destinations. We ain't never seen a life like this. Warned and dismissed, ain't nobody got time for this. We are never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the
nation, world's vibrations, we lost our patience. Manifestations came through creations. Raise our flags high as we dance through the nations. When we speak, we don't preach. Wisdom of the streets, them jewels that we seek. We them warriors, them beasts. We them crown proud, we them kings like we speak.
We are never gonna ever back down. We gonna stomp our feet on the ground. We gonna dance to the beat of the sound.
Master wild cattle. tropical monsoon rain. Experience the wet season and watch as the sunsets light up the western sky. He said, I wanna be out on the wide open plains where the dust storm blows just before it rains. I wanna ride the wild horses, muster wild cattle. I wanna get dirt on my hands. He said, I don't wanna see no traffic lights, no billboard signs. I wanna see the stars shining bright and see the sunsets out on the black soil plains. I may be a city boy, but the longing for the bushman's life is burning in my veins. Yes, he
folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Like to be a blood eagle with one to the rock, no work up my time feed. Double done creep, step from reap. Raw was a namas like God, but sweet. One a different now, ya me tall. Was a tower, what you saw? Was a villa, I me hard. Was a town, now you ballers can look. Me a them can sniper. So go call a saying, send me look. Was a taiwa, bow 3 meter, a bus. Was a steamer, glide on top sea. Was a deal, coradima. A black in the action, you want an introduction. Boy, the LT, ya, Mary William, a lunch.
Way.
School Way.
Did you know Wootropperin is helping our kids get ready for school?
With free support to help our kids start the school year with the basics they need.
Backpacks, school books, pencil cases, lunchboxes, and stationery available. Pop into Wootropperin on the 13th to the 15th and 20th to the 22nd of January.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at your nearest Wootropperin.
Which way? School Way.
Station sponsor.
Listen up. Your little ones can come to free kindy at Child's World. That's right. You can get 15 hours of free kindy every week for 40 weeks each year. With free meals, free bus pickup and drop-off, swimming lessons, dance and PE classes, and deadly excursions. All at no cost to you. And here's the golden bit. As well as free kindy, every Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child gets 100 hours of subsidised care every fortnight. There's no activity test, whether you're working, studying, or just kicking back. And there's no extra paperwork. It's dead easy. Give your little ones the best start in a place where they'll learn, grow, and shine. Ring Child's World today on 07-4045-4045. It's free for our moms.
Station sponsor.
See you at Child's World.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn. It's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service, have your say, and Yarn Up Strong. All right, the 1936 Maritime Strike, 90 years on from this historic worker strike, the Torres Strait Islanders are celebrating its impact. In the 1930s, pearlers were subjected to racist and controlling measures by government officials until their collective action won them freedom. That's what we're talking about. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Ballard. Ned David is the chair of the Gurrabarrahurra COD, Torres Strait Island, known as GBK, Sea and Land Council, which is staging the celebration. And on that, we have Bala Ned. Ned, good morning. How are you?
Hey, morning, Trev. Yeah, good. Thanks. Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Great to be talking with you. Before we start, Bala, can you let the mob know who your mob were you from, please?
Yeah, Ned David from GBK, Gurrabarrahurra COD, Torres Strait Sea and Land Council.
And a high school friend of mine, Cairns High, you still owe me tuck shop money. My bala, good to be yarning with you.
Hey, Trev, you tell that story all the time. It gets better.
That's right, brother. And look, good to be yarning with you. Thank you for your coming. Look, what led to the strike back in 1936, my bala, in regard to the Maritime Strike?
Oh, this is the celebration last week. Yeah, no, that was, you know, the harsh conditions and quite a few things built up over a few years, but generally that's what it was. You know, J.D. McLean, his protector, working for the Queensland state government back then, made some rules, some laws that only applied to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the region at the time.
Yes.
That included, you know, curfews, included them how much money they can access from their from their work, etc. So a range of different things that boiled up over time.
Exactly. And look, people of the land, people of the sea, we were very, very deadly in the way we operated and the way we survived living, you know, on the sea. So it was a big industry as such, and Australian government virtually used our people in that sense and treated them as second-class citizens, didn't they? And enough was enough.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, fantastic. Tell us about the celebration and what went about. What did you guys do?
Oh, look. This the thing is, we've sort of known about this event, but it's not as widely known as the councillors' meeting that happened the following year in 1937.
Yes.
So, as I said, many of us said on the day that it's taken us 89 years to, you know, celebrate this event with. You know, with something, you know, in a, you know, a big occasion that we feel this event actually deserve.
Yeah, exactly.
And, and we thought we'd host the first one here on TI.
Good, yep.
As part of an awareness campaign, that's one big part of it is educating, you know, everyone, including our own people. There's many of our own people who are not aware of this. And, you know, the magnitude of, you know, what took place back then, because the, you know, the consequences, you know, of, you know, this is the spark that lit so many fires. And
exactly.
We keep talking, you know, 30 plus years before Gurindji, before Wayville, all these other big things that happened.
Yes.
This happened back then, you know, and it literally, you know, around where, when, you know, times are pretty tough for everyone, you know. It's the Depression era sort of thing.
And Australia's got a history, Ned, you know, good or bad, black or white, but the history is the history, and let it be told. And how our treatment of our people, as well as on the main island, the big island in Australia, but Torres Strait as well. And the brothers and sisters made a stand back then, 1936. How are we travelling at the moment regarding pearl divers? Is that still running as such? Where are we at in the industry?
Well, the pearl industry itself is, you know, is not as big industry as it was back then.
Sure.
You know, cultured pearls is probably, you know, the main industry in the pearling sector right now. So it's a niche market industry where only a very few people are actually eking a good living out of it.
Yes.
But in terms of, you know, our marine resources, generally we only talk about, you know, tropical rock lobster and collectibles, etc., and line fishing. But there are other things, Trev, which we tend to ignore, you know, about our marine resources, you know. And this is where, for our context, the Torres Strait, you know, we've got to be strong, clear, and loud about. And that's our seabeds and everything else, our boundaries, because that's being threatened, you know, as we speak. And if we don't make a stance and talk about it and, you know, I guess bring the sort of attention to, you know, these issues, then we are making it harder for the next generation.
Well, exactly. And then you look at, here we are, 2026, 21st century, and we've got the global climate, which is real, and the melting of ice and what have you. So we're talking about our islands and Torres Strait sinking if we're not too careful. And government, especially the Australian government, needs to act on it, brother. We're talking seawalls and all the above, yes?
That's exactly right. You know, we're talking climate resilience. We're talking about, you know, ensuring that, you know, some of the adaptation plans that are being discussed or negotiated, it must be, you know, appropriate for our context, which is critically important. So when our people get involved in these conversations, they understand, you know, and they get to articulate, you know, what their position is very clearly and, you know, not be, you know, but not be, you know, strung along and end up with something that, you know, isn't long-term and in the best interest of the region, doesn't protect their rights and interests. So those are the sorts of things. You know, it's a multifaceted conversation you've got to have. You know, people have got to understand what it means, what the consequences are, and, you know, how it impacts going forward.
Exactly.
And then there's a range, because it's not climate change. We've got to change the narrative. It's a climate crisis.
Yes, there
and,
you go.
And, you know, we're in catch-up mode in many ways. So
we're still behind the eight ball, aren't we? We're still lagging behind. Government needs to step up. GBK is the vehicle in regarding the conversations, but we need to be at the table and need to have those strong conversations, but then there also needs to be action behind those conversations. Yes?
That's exactly right, bro. And we, you know, we need to ensure that whatever comes out of certain things, it suits us, you know. We're not going to accept anything, you know, that's half measures or it's just going to tick a box, you know, the whole story about that. You know, we've got to make sure what we're getting, what we deserve, and it's going to protect us.
Sure, exactly. And like we're talking about taxpayers' money, any money spent here is not an expense, it is investment. We're talking about a future, you know, livability, we're talking about standards, we're talking about education, we're talking about employment, all the above, brother. And like I said, 2026, we are here and we're not going nowhere, my brother.
That's exactly right. Well, for our context, our region up here, you know, the greater Australian community don't really understand, we're the first barrier to everything, you know. Yes. We're the filter that, you know, keeps, you know, all the exotic pests and diseases out that, you know, don't affect the agricultural industry down south, you know, our livestock, etc., all those things. It comes through here. And,
thank
you know,
you.
We're the first line of defense. We're the only line of defense.
Thank you. That's right. Exactly.
So any investment is not just for us. It, it
for the whole
covers
of Australia.
The greater Australian nation and protects, you know, our economy.
Yep. Nicely said. So powerful. My brother, congratulations with the 1936 Maritime Strike Celebration Acknowledgement. And big shout out to your mob and GBK and the work that you mob are doing as you chair this fantastic organisation. But good yarning with you, my brother, and all the best for 2026, brother.
Thanks, Trev. Always a pleasure coming on the Bummer Bipro. To you and all your listeners, big yeso for the support.
Big yeso, big yarn, and we'll talk soon, my brother. Oh.
Cheesy.
Oh. Beautiful yarn there. That's Ned David, GBK chairperson, and we're talking GBK Burrahoro COD, Torres Strait Sea and Land Council, and we're talking about the celebration of the 1936 Maritime Strike, 90 years on from its historic worker strike, the Torres Strait Islanders celebrating its impact. And the event will include seminars, well, it did include cultural exhibitions, an official appearance of Governor Sam Moyston. What led to the strike, the Torres Strait Islanders schools as divers go back millennium, born of a sacred relationship with the waters of their homeland. And after colonisation, those schools were exploited and the pearl shell industry with a scarce recompense for the dangerous work. By the 1930s, Torres Strait Islanders labour under the auspices of the inappropriate name Protector, who limited their movements and spending and dictated the crewing of ships. So they made a stand, all the Torres Strait Islanders, and they went on strike. And here we are, 90 years later, and still acknowledging it. Fantastic. Sets the foundation for the future. And stamping out racism, that's what it's all about. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and that daily number 1-800-422-416. All is here, yarning up with all your trip, Tim, Trudy, Murray from Kerry.
Not in a hurry anyway. You can feel the endlessness, the coming of the light of day. We're talking about a chosen place. You wanna sell it in a marketplace? Well, well, just a minute now.
is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Make my matter work. With the making tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. With the making tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we saw it. You must have me, Sambala Ryan. I take our rib, I come as island. Born and bred where Kyoto the island. Busy matter fly, must fly go by again. Another after MB full blood, new in mind. Another after MB cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now July 1. Sends a light blown Torres Strait Island. How much the young you bad when after become? After matter make a dance, after make it the mock car. And man no understand, when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them come was a sound, we snag a band. Woman nag a man, bullet no got no gun. I mean no gun, hand to command man. From make a wrong decision, them come. But we no sabe si that matter work. With the make it tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls, while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be with, we sabe work. With the make it tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls, while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be with, we sabe. Bye-bye, you go walk, but not sabe where you from. Matter love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look above, sign up the gubba gub. Matter listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make it damn kind, you go matter stop. Bombay, them kind was a kuyo password wap now. Then kind was a spear password woman rap. How matter ya new bad when ate become? Ate matter make it work, make him sign up to sun down. Make it plenty pound, diver matter down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds and thousands. Them kind was a waiting naga vow. Watching naga bow. Farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking no loud. Bogani go pop. From sissy broke up from inside south. Then now. But we no sabe si that matter work. With the make it tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we sabe work. With the make it tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop it. No matter work. With the make it tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be with, we stop at work. With the make it tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be with, we stop at work.
Here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yanup Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yan, is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbra Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have your say in Yanup Strong. Now, Australians urged to march on for veteran and mental health. Canberra, 15 January 2026, Soldier On was launched its annual March On Challenge for 2026, urging Australians to move and with purpose throughout March to support veteran mental health and help save lives. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Paul Singer, Soldier On CEO. We have Paul on the line. A very good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Where are you based, Paul?
Based in Canberra today, and hello to all your listeners.
Yep, beautiful. Thank you very much. Look, a very important space, March On and Soldier On. So what can we do in regarding supporting this fantastic event? And just it's about recognition, acknowledgement of our soldiers.
That's exactly right. So late last week, we were delighted to launch our annual March On campaign.
Yes.
And this is our major fundraiser for the year. And what it essentially seeks to do is it invites people to register through the website marchon.org.au to either walk or run or roll 96 kilometres throughout the month of March at your own pace in order to raise awareness and funds to support our veterans and their families. And it's a really wonderful way to bring the community together, to create that sense of connection, that sense of purpose. Some people do a couple of kilometres a day. Some people try and do the 96 kilometres in an endurance event over the course of 24 hours.
Yes.
And it's just a wonderful way to bring people together and, importantly, shine a light on the support required for veterans and families to thrive.
Look, it's fantastic. And we're talking about a national thing and at your own pace. When we talk 96 kilometres, why 96 is my question?
It's a great question. So the 96 kilometres reflects the distance of the Kokoda track.
Yes.
So some people take on the 96 kilometre challenge. Other people with a little more ambition and perhaps additional or higher fitness levels take on 192 or even further. Mm. And it really, it's all about doing what you can, as I say, raising funds and awareness to support the programs that Soldier On provides to tens of thousands of veterans and family members each year. And it's just a lovely way for people to, to be active and support an important cause.
Well, exactly. And when we're talking about our veterans, our soldiers, we're talking, look, men and women, black and white, all Australians, protecting the big island of Australia.
Well, that's exactly right. And we know that the Australian Defence Force represents the diversity of Australia. It's one of the great things about our Defence Force. And I think on last count, there was somewhere between sort of 3,500, 4,000 Indigenous Australians wearing the uniform, which bring tremendous skills and knowledge and tens of thousands of years of experience on this land to the Australian Defence Force.
Yes.
And when we talk about veterans and family members, it's for all of those who have served and recognising that for some of them, when they take that uniform off, it may in fact be their most difficult mission of all.
Yeah,
and
gotcha.
That's where organisations like Soldier On help, just to provide that assistance and the support and help veterans and family members take their next step with confidence.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, life continues on when we're talking about soldiering on. After the Australian Defence Force, we do have life after that, but it's hard to soldier on, hence this this movement, which is fantastic. Now, to mark the opening of the registrations, early position will have also gone in the draw for an Apple Watch Ultra 3 Cellular valued at $1,400. So that's a bit of poking the eye with a burnt stick, my friend.
That's exactly right. And having launched Thursday of last week and the first few days, delighted to see that we've already got over 1,000 registrations.
Good.
And people signing up and committing to our veterans. And in fact, that's what March On is all about. It's more than a challenge.
Yes.
It's a commitment to our veterans, ensuring that they get the support they need to thrive after service. And we'd love to see as many people as possible register, be part of this fantastic activity that is good on so many levels, but importantly supports a critical cause throughout the month of March.
Exactly, Paul. So you got a web page. How do people register and how do they support or donate?
Really easy. So all of the details are at www.marchonchallenge.org.au, or it's also available through the Soldier On website and social platforms. And we really encourage people to either register to participate or indeed for those who might wish to donate.
Hurrah. All right, my friend. Thank you so very much, Paul. All the best to you. All the best for 2026. All the best for the Soldier On March. And thank you for your yarn. And you take care, my friend.
And to you and all your listeners, and very much appreciate the support. So thank you.
Lovely. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there, and his name is Paul Singer, Soldier On CEO. So we're talking about a new March On t-shirt design earned with a petition raised $96. an update, March on Fitness app, making it easy to track kilometres and sync fundraising progress, new digital milestones and badges unlocked as participants progress through their March on journey. Look, it's a fantastic movement and supporting our soldiers, our veterans, mental health. So there it is, soldier on. At this same time, I'm sorry.
Getting stronger, wind in my hair, that spirit moving. You're on my life, from the dark on my monkey. It's a brand new day, such a special place. What a feeling now, but I don't know why. What a feeling, feeling, feeling. What a feeling now, but I don't know why. What a feeling, feeling, feeling. Now I'm standing on the hill. Reflections on the water is my eye. I can feel the vibe of my Yolmo tribe. Singing, dancing, celebrating Yolmo life.
Hey, you mob, this is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.